in the dark, saying, I wish I called Rich.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Wednesday, April 17th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140, as we're going to have Dr. Jeff Ask the Vet is in the house in the next segment. So text me any questions you have for Dr. Jeff regarding your animals, and I'll be sure to get them into them here in the next segment. Attended the Antrim County Republican Party's meeting last night. Very well attended. Big crowd, great folks, great patriots here in Antrim County, now running the Antrim County Republican Party. Marv Rubing, he's a dairy farmer in Banks Township. His son, Jairus Rubing, is the very conservative, fiscal conservative, social conservative, moral conservative county commissioner here in Antrim County. He's my county commissioner for District 1. Well, he was removed from the Northwest Health Board by a very moderate rhino, I believe actually a Democrat, Terry Van Alstine. He's the chairman of the board. His girlfriend, his live-in girlfriend, is vice chair of the Board of Commissioners, Dawn LeVanway. She represents the northeastern part of Antrim County. While they collectively, along with Jason Helwig out of Mansalona and Bill Heffron down in Elk Rapids, effectively removed Jairus from the health board. And who did the chairman of the Board of Commissioners appoint to fill that vacancy? Himself. Which you're not supposed to do. You're the chairman of the board. You assign other commissioners to these committees. You don't take it yourself. Well, Terry Van Alstine is going to be primary challenged by Carla Bart out of the Bel Air area. She'll be representing Forest Home, Helena, and Kearney Townships, and a little tiny speck of Custer. She'll be replacing Terry. Ray Scola is running, has filed against Dawn LeVanway, so she'll be replaced. Jairus Rubing met through their homeschooling association of Antrim County homeschoolers, Mark Kraft, and he's going to be filing today or tomorrow against Jason Helwig in Mansalona. Heffron. Now, we're not going to primary challenge him because we believe that once there's a new board, Jarrus will be elected chairman of that board, that Heffron will come along or he'll be lone man out. The votes will be 4-1, 4-1, 4-1, 4-1. So he'll either get on board with the agenda of lowering taxes and stopping this insanity that they've been doing over there in Antrim County for the past few decades. We're taking over our county. We have three great candidates running against three moderate Democrat rhinos. They run as Republicans, but they're not. Well, they're gone. We're taking them out. They're going to be replaced. We'll talk more about this at the bottom of the hour. So text me your questions for Dr. Jeff. The vet will be in the house. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I'm a physician, not a politician. I've been on 35 mission trips, mostly disaster relief. I've led medical teams to every major disaster in recent history. When COVID broke out, I was asked to serve in New York City. My motivation to run for U.S. Senate is the same. As a first responder around the world, how can I not serve when my own country needs me? As your next U.S. Senator, I will bring the cure for Michigan. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
My name is Todd Spolliver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spolliver, electsmolliver.com. Paid for by Todd Spolliver for state.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey everybody, it's Sherry LaFave in Onaway. Come join the Presque County Republicans at this year's Reagan Day Fundraiser Dinner, Saturday, May the 11th at the Posen Community Center. Come enjoy a great dinner and hear from Patriot rock star Mark Barnard, founding member of the original Grand Funk Railroad Band. For tickets, call Darren Darga at 231-489-9254. Call today, 231-489-9254. See you there.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Everybody, welcome to the show. Second segment of hour number one on this Wednesday. As usual in this segment, joining us is Dr. Jeff from the Sioux Animal Hospital up in Sault Ste. Marie. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Hey, got a couple of text messages right out of the box for you.
Sure.
The one comes in regarding a cat. 7-year-old female. She has been very, very lazy and not her normal self. She's eating. She's going to the bathroom. Everything is fine. But the nose is warm and somewhat dried out. And she said, is this a sign of anything that you can think of off the top of your head?
Not really. That's kind of a little bit of a misnomer, you know, where they think like a dog's nose should be cold and wet. You know, it really doesn't mean much. You know, we'd be looking for other signs of disease. Now, if the cat does feel hot, you can take a temperature. A normal cat temperature is 101.5, let's say 101.5 to 102.
Okay.
And you can go ahead and take it. Now, you take it just the same way you do a baby. Unfortunately, ear thermometers and the skin ones don't work on a cat, so you got to go up the exhaust.
You got to go in the back door. You got to go in the back door. Okay, got it. Now, is that something the most animals are going to respond to okay, or is that how do you do it? You don't, you know,
you
have the cat freak out.
Yeah, you want to use like a little Vaseline or something, you know. So
okay, it's okay to do that.
Yeah. Yep, and just, you know, and nowadays you don't have to worry about breakage because there's no such thing as really glass thermometers anymore, and you can use just a regular thermometer. And it's a good thing to do if you have a dog or a cat, you know, to have this in your little pack there, because a lot of times if you do call us on emergencies or whatever, a lot of times we'll ask you, well, is he running a fever? Because that can kind of be one way we can tell. Or are we too low? Are we what's called hypothermic, too? That can be indication of disease as well. So,
so if they're below 101...
Yeah, I would say hypothermia in a cat, yeah, around 100 or so. Lowest temperature I've ever seen, wouldn't read on a thermometer actually, had a dog, this is where I worked at Battle Creek, we had a dog go through the ice, and they managed to fish him out, brought him in, and for all intents and purposes, you looked at this dog, was dead, okay? But there's an old saying is you're not dead till you're warm and dead. And we just started rewarming them. And like I said, the temp wouldn't even, I think it was like 78. I think I had to go get a different thermometer. Cause like,
whoa.
Well, yeah, that's right. He did a whole Buck Rogers thing right there. And yeah, once we got him warmed up, everything started to fire back up again and started working, and he wound up, you know, going home. So
wow,
yep.
that's amazing. Yeah. I got another one for a dog. He said, I've been trimming my dog's nails for years. We were outside on the deck and a squirrel went by right as I was clipping down on the nail, and he took off running, and when I finally got him to come back, he had blood all over his legs, and I thought it was the squirrel.
Yeah,
he said, come to find out, I had cut him too short,
yep,
and I had a heck of a time to get the bleeding to stop. How do you stop the bleeding, in your opinion, the best way to do it?
Well, there's a few ways you can do it. One way is they do make a styptic powder, or if you can remember guys that shave with the old straight razors.
Oh, yeah.
I know there's still a few guys out there that still do it the old school way, a little styptic pencil. It's alum or aluminum. Oh, Jesus, I can remember. Aluminum sulfate, I think, is what's in it. But
that's kind of like the brownish cinnamon colored type powder I get in little bottles I buy.
Yep, and that's a little styptic powder, and what it'll do, it'll help. It stings a little bit, but it will help contract those blood vessels. If you don't have that, you can take cornstarch or flour and put it on the end of the nail and then just kind of push it into the end of the nail and hold it there for you know, for 30 seconds, a minute or so, and that'll usually clot it up enough. The other way, sometimes what I've done is just let them go out in the backyard, you know.
Let the dirt do it.
Let the dirt do it.
Yeah.
You know, anytime you're doing that, you come short, you're always worried about infection.
Right.
what we do. I don't necessarily put them right on antibiotic, you know, because we're trying to pivot away from using antibiotics unless we need to.
Right.
And what you want to do is you want to look for the toe will start becoming red, inflamed. The dog might be sore, you know, not wanting to put it down. If you see that, yeah, give your vet a call, take your vet in, you know, tell them what happened. And usually with my clients that are active clients, I just set up antibiotic for them. And they just come pick it up.
Right.
But it's like my old, mentor said, all bleeding stops eventually. So,
oh yeah. One way or another. Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But yeah. I have never seen a dog bleed out through a nail unless he had a clotting problem. So now the little asterisk here is if you have a dog you know that has some kind of clotting problems, because there are dogs out there with different, you know, thin blood syndromes, much like there are people. And if your dog's one of these, then I would probably try to stop it and go see the vet right away. So
very good. But you've never actually seen a dog bleed out from it?
Nope. I have never seen a dog bleed out from it that, like I said, didn't have. I've seen one get really low. Of course, they brought him in because the dog wasn't feeling well. And the thing had been bleeding for like 2 days and wound up that the dog actually had a condition called immune-mediated thrombocytopenia, which is a $50 word for low platelets. What the body does is the body starts attacking platelets, and platelets is one of the components of blood that lets our blood clot. So basically, and you don't know your dog is low on platelets until it gets bruised or something and starts bleeding and won't stop. And this just happened to be the thing that triggered it. So we caught it, treated the dog, and the dog was fine too. So
okay.
Normally a nail, if you want to, it should stop within an hour. And if you get over an hour and it's still bleeding, yeah, you better call your vet just to see what they say.
What they recommend. Yep. Craig texting into the show says, yes, definitely a 2-person operation to take a temperature of a cat. So just wanted to get that out there. Jeff in Oscoda, he says, I go to Walmart in the sports outdoors area. They have a bleed stop. It's not expensive at all, and I use it in my first aid kit for humans as well.
Yep, yep.
So that's okay to do that.
Yep, pet stores will sell it too. They call it quick stop, bleed stop, things like that. Yep.
Right. Okay, now I got a farmer question. Farmer John Palmer over in Onaway. How concerned do I need to be with a herniated belly button on a 4-month-old barrow pig?
Depending on how big it is, and can you reduce it, and which means can you like actually push it back up in the belly, or is it just kind of there? If it's just kind of there, and this is just a feeder pig, you know, I wouldn't worry about it. You know, it shouldn't be a problem. We see them sometimes when we get them to slaughter, and you'll see it there. If it can be pushed in and out, and this is a, although you said it's or a barrow, but if you had
a pig and it's 4 months old,
yeah. If you had a pig that was you were going to breed, especially a sow or something like that, yeah, you might want to have somebody look at it. And there's you can either do a little quick surgery on them and throw some stitches in it, or you can there's a few other ways that we can deal with them too.
Okay. So, but probably not something to be really concerned about.
Nope. As long as the pig's still acting fine, eating, drinking okay, and the thing's not like getting bigger, getting smaller, getting bigger, getting smaller, then that means it's probably a fixed or a static hernia. And what it is, if you cut them open, there might be like a blob about 2 centimeters in diameter. But when I fix these in dogs here too, you might actually go in there and the actual hole might be maybe 2 millimeters. Okay. Mm-hmm. And just what's happened is some fat's pushed out through there, but it's plugged it up now. So it's kind of pigs fix it itself.
Got it. Yeah. Jeff just sent me the picture of bleed stop. It's actually a 2-pack container, 20 grams. It's also good. It says here for people on blood thinners.
Yeah.
Now,
yep.
That's interesting because Vicky's been on blood thinners ever since her first heart attack back in 2007. And that was her biggest problem. Anytime she gets a little nick, she's cutting vegetables or something, she nips her finger. You know, man, we can't get this thing to stop.
Yep, you can do that. And then actually it wouldn't be a bad idea if you keep on hand, they call it combat gauze. Actually, when I had the seminar, the Michigan Bear Hunters convention, I went and talked to those guys.
Yeah.
It's a gauze that is impregnated with a calcium salt kind of thing.
Okay.
But if you start bleeding, you know, you take this stuff, and actually it's designed to go into like wounds, but I've used it on, you know, surface wounds before and stuff like that too. But yeah, sure. It'll clot up anything. You know, I get dogs with cuts or lacerations, or horses that'll get like torn up and bleeding. You just basically in the field, I just have people, cause I got a friend downstate that fox hunts with her horse, and they'll be out and, you know, somebody will run into a stick or something.
Right.
And you just basically just jam this stuff into the wound, pack it. And then, you know, obviously then you go see the vet, and then by the time I get it, the wound's clotted, and then we can pull the packing out and then, you know, do our
little deal there. Do what you got to do.
Yep.
Got it. Where do you get those
combat gauze? You can find that online. They call it combat gauze or blood clot gauze or things like that. Sometimes you find it in a lot of the outdoors areas or some of the sportsman's places that sell, you know, like MREs and stuff like that will have, like, medical kits like that too.
Got it. Got another text message. How does Dr. Jeff feel about injectable anti-arthritis for dogs and cats?
Works great, and there are multiple different kinds. You can do what's called Adequan, or Pentosin is another one that they do. What that does is that works by protecting the cartilage, increasing the amount of fluid in the joint. The other one that actually Cowboy is on right now, he heard me say his name. He's looking at me right now. And
what, Dad? What do you want?
He is on what's called Librela. And see if I can hit this real quick. But this is our bodies, for whatever weird reason, if you have some area that is painful, your body grows more pain fibers into the area. Thanks.
So right.
It's even more. It's called ramp up. Well, what this does, this is a monoclonal antibody. So it's one kind of antibody, and it's specifically against what's called nerve growth factor. Okay. So what it does is it stops the growth of those specific, they call them C fibers or pain fibers, into that area. And you give it a shot once a month. Very low side effects. I haven't seen much side effects. We also have a one called Solensia, which is for cats. Does the same thing, but it's a cat antibody instead of a dog antibody. And I'll tell you what, because I've done the stem cells on them, I've done the PRP on them, we've done the Adequan on them, and all of that worked pretty good. We've done a cold laser on them.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, and every dog's individual, so you always got to put together a very customized, you know, arthritis thing. But I tell you what, with him, with a Librela, it's easy to do. It's pretty inexpensive. It's just one shot a month, goes under the skin like a vaccine. And once we get, we just pop them once a month, pops up in my computer as a reminder, and like, oh, time to get your shot. So
now, do you put that specifically, like if it's a particular leg joint or elbow joint, do you put it right there or just anywhere on under the skin?
Got to give it, as my old boss used to say, you got to give it ID in the dog. Just got to go under the skin. And the nice thing is, not only will it work on the arthritis, which is specifically licensed to, I think I'm seeing effects from other parts of the body too, because it's going to, any place that's painful, it's going to work on. Now, it was only studied in, you know, arthritic conditions, but I think you're getting a halo effect of this thing too.
And what's the name of it again, real quick?
Called Librela.
Librela.
Yeah, okay, call your vet. Good. We got it up here. A lot of vets have it. It rolled out almost a year ago.
Excellent. Again, take the phone number down, store it in your phone, 906-635-5910. Dr. Jeff, we greatly appreciate you, brother.
All right, thank you.
I'm Chuck and Randy. We'll take a bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.